This video is brought to you by Imprint. Today, the UK and UAE fall out, a sex scandal erupts in India, and the UK and Ireland debate the proposed Rwanda plan. From TLDR News, this is your daily briefing for Wednesday, the 1st of May, 2024. The UAE has cancelled a number of meetings with UK officials this week as a dispute deepens over the UAE's role in the Sudanese civil war. Planned meetings between the ceremonial head of the City of London and UAE officials were called off at the last minute, while the Gulf state has also rescinded an invitation to the UK science minister to travel to the UAE to discuss space cooperation. It comes after the UK joined the US in urging the UAE to withdraw its support for Sudan's Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, which the UAE has been accused of supplying with funding and military equipment due to concerns over atrocities being committed by the RSF. For context, the RSF has been accused of widespread massacres, rapes, extrajudicial killings, and lootings, especially targeting Sudan's Masalit ethnic group, during the war, which reached its first anniversary last month. More than 8 million people have so far been forced to flee their homes, and on Monday, the US warned of an impending large-scale massacre in the city of El Fasher, a humanitarian hub in the Darfur region, which is home to around a quarter of Sudan's 48 million population. Now, Britain, as the self-professed penholder on Sudanese issues, has recently initiated discussions at the UN Security Council in New York about the UAE's alleged weapons transfers to the RSF, which has angered the UAE. Last month, Britain's Deputy Foreign Secretary, Andrew Mitchell, said, "They, the UAE, must not allow arms to get into this conflict, because if they do, it will damage them as well as everyone else. So it's a message which Britain is putting very forcefully." He also added that the UK's Foreign Secretary, David Cameron, has raised the issue directly with the UAE. In response, though, the UAE has stated its categorical rejection of the allegations, claiming it's been sending humanitarian aid to Sudan rather than weapons. It said, "This dissemination of disinformation and false narratives aims to only deflect responsibility and undermine international efforts to address the humanitarian crisis in Sudan." Anyway, it also comes at a time of strained UK-UAE relations over a separate issue. On Tuesday, the Abu Dhabi-backed firm Redbird IMI withdrew its bid to buy the British newspapers The Telegraph and The Spectator, a month after Prime Minister Rishi Sunak moved to block the sale due to political opposition. There's more on the way, but remember to subscribe and ring the bell for more daily briefing tomorrow. Plus, if you want to support the channel like John Borelli, then consider joining the new TLDR membership program for just $1.99. Over to India now, where the marathon election is about to enter its second week, and with it, a massive sex abuse scandal has come to light. An MP, Prajwal Ravna, allied with Prime Minister Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, has been suspended following a leak of nearly 3,000 videos allegedly shot by Prajwal, showing him sexually abusing multiple women, allegations he denies. The opposition-led state government has launched a police investigation against Prajwal. Prajwal and his father are part of the Janata Dal Party, allied with the BJP, an alliance that Modi hoped would allow his party to secure a majority of Karnataka's 23 seats in the Lok Sabha. Questions have arisen over whether the BJP knew about the videos. The BJP has distanced itself from the case, while the opposition accuses the BJP of knowing about the videos. This is quite politically damaging for Modi, as his campaign in Karnataka has now essentially been tarnished, after he promised that the BJP would protect women at a rally in Karnataka. The opposition has lashed out at Modi for remaining silent on the case and supporting Prajwal's candidature. It remains unclear, however, whether these allegations will stick, and how or if it will affect Modi's nationwide campaign, but we'll keep you updated. Relations between Ireland and the UK are teetering over an asylum law proposed to Ireland's High Court on Monday, triggered by the UK's Rwanda scheme. To fully understand this recent falling out, we have to go back to the end of 2020, after months of tough Brexit negotiations. Ireland and the UK reached an MOU which designated the UK as a safe third country to deport asylum seekers, following the UK's exit from the EU. However, this March, over 3 years later, Ireland's High Court ruled that its 2020 ruling went against EU law specifically. This meant that Ireland wouldn't be able to send back asylum seekers who came from the UK back to the UK again. And now that Rishi Sunak's Rwanda plan has essentially been given the green light, the Irish government fears that many asylum seekers are being redirected from Britain to Ireland. And the Irish Minister for Justice argues that more than 80% of people applying for asylum in recent months have come from the UK. So this week, emergency legislation went through to try and reverse the court's 2020 ruling, which would allow Ireland to again send asylum seekers back to the UK. In response to this deal, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak quickly moved to rule out any deal with Ireland to accept returned asylum seekers. His justification is essentially the fact that the EU doesn't accept returns back to France from the UK, where many are crossing from. Moving to the US now, where university protests over the US's response to the Israel-Gaza conflict are still ongoing. It was reported this morning that horrific acts of violence had broken out at UCLA. And on the other side of the country, the police also clashed with protesters at Columbia University in New York. In the case of UCLA, the fact that riot police have arrived on campus marks a notable escalation, and a rare instance in which the university acts against a protest. UCLA has a blanket policy of avoiding law enforcement action unless absolutely necessary to protect the physical safety of our campus community. Speaking about the incident, Jean Block, the chancellor of the university, called the tactics of the protesters shocking and shameful, and warned that students could face suspension or expulsion for their involvement. He added that UCLA supports peaceful protest, but not activism that harms our ability to carry out our academic mission and makes people in our community feel bullied, threatened, and afraid. Similarly, at Columbia University, the police have arrested around a dozen students after hundreds of police officers stormed the campus on Tuesday night. We'll have to see if the situation calms down in the coming days. In the final uplifting story today, we discuss the cost of batteries. The International Energy Agency, IEA, recently found that the capital costs for battery storage systems are predicted to fall by about 40% by 2030, something that will help make the transition to solar and wind energy a lot cheaper. Just like TLDR, Imprint is all about turning complex books and topics into something you can learn quickly, conveniently, and visually. It's super quick, with most lessons taking less than 2 minutes to complete, summarizing knowledge from all kinds of topics using Harvard professors and best-selling authors to teach you key concepts. It's convenient because it's all housed in their easy-to-use mobile app, letting you replace doom scrolling while waiting for your train or coffee with actual learning. And it's visual because, well, just look at their app. If you've not used it before, you've likely never seen anything quite like it. Unlike traditional books, their animated explanations help you stay focused, understand concepts quickly, and actually retain what you learn. So join the millions of users learning with Imprint, including me. I'm taking their course called Why We Sleep right now, and you can do that too using the link in the description. Plus, if you use that link, you'll get a free 7-day trial and 20% off an annual plan when you sign up, and they'll know that you came from us. So check it out, support the channel, and thanks for watching TLDR.